News in brief, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has warned that Ankara's support for insurgents in Syria will cost Turkey dearly. Assad made the comments in an interview with a Turkish television. He also noted that these terrorists will soon cause great trouble for Turkey itself. The U.S. State Department asks lawmakers to stop imposing new sanctions on Iran amid the government shutdown in Washington. Meanwhile, the chairman of the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, Senator Robert Menendez, says the Iran sanctions should remain in place. Unknown gunmen have attacked a military vehicle in Egypt, killing two soldiers. The incident happened on a desert road between the capital, Cairo, and the city of Ismailia. Two other soldiers were wounded in the attack. Police have launched an operation to catch the culprits. The British spy agency, the GCHQ, is facing a legal challenge over claims that its surveillance programs have breached the privacy of millions of people across the UK and Europe. Three organizations say the GCHQ has collected people's emails and their social media contents. The UN Atomic Agency says a team will visit Japan to evaluate its progress in cleaning the contaminated areas around the Fukushima nuclear plant. Meanwhile, the latest report by the plant's operator says a new radioactive leak has been discovered in a storage tank. A car bomb has exploded, killing at least three Iraqi soldiers in the western Anbar province. The incident occurred when an explosives-laden vehicle was blown up at an army checkpoint in the town of Heat. Five other troopers have also been injured as a result. Italy is observing a day of national mourning for the 130 migrants who died when their boat sank off the Italian coast. The ship carrying African migrants capsized off the southern Italian island of Lampedusa. The other 300 missing passengers are also feared dead. U.S. police have launched an investigation into a deadly car chase in the heart of Washington. Police opened fire on a vehicle that rammed into security gates at the White House and then raced toward the Capitol Hill. The female driver of the car later died in police custody.